This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
You uncork that pricey bottle of wine, and the escaping and offending aroma makes you want to shove the cork right back in. There may be hope. How to quell the smell momentarily.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Oh, that dreaded cork taint. Though harmless, it can really be a heartbreaker, especially when the contaminated bottle can't be returned or you have dinner guests waiting to sample this bottle you've been bragging about. Well, in a New York Times article comes a tip from a professor of wine chemistry at the University of California in Davis. Professor Andrew Waterhouse once again demonstrates that some of the most seemingly hopeless scenarios have super simple solutions. In fact, that dank and disagreeable scent and smell of corked wine, which usually winds up down the drain, can be removed effectively in minutes. Simply pour the wine into a bowl lined with plastic wrap. Apparently, the insidious molecule in infected corks, 2,4-6-trichloroanisole, is chemically similar to polyethylene and quickly adheres to the plastic. Talk about tainted love. After a few minutes, gently pour the wine back into the bottle through a funnel, and your wine will smell as fresh as a VW bug with a cardboard pine tree dangling from the rearview mirror. Oh, and simply exposing the wine to a little oxygen outside the bottle always seems to help. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.